Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For some people, hiking the length of the Appalachian Trail is a lifelong ambition, one they won't abandon easily, even in a pandemic. More on that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
All right, this story is by Lane Kazaya. She's a summer intern at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. March 23rd, when the pandemic really started ramping up, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy recommended and requested all hikers leave the trail. These are through hikers that do the whole 2,000 miles. Turned out that probably several hundred hikers stayed on the trail, and that's been hotly debated in social media. Some people call that selfish.
For this story, the reporter went to the trail and talked with some of the hikers who are still out there. Some of them, it seems, just don't want to be told what to do. Others have more tangible concerns.
One couple who, basically, to get ready for this trip, they moved out of their apartment, got rid of a lot of things, and literally all they have is on their back. They have to go back into civilization, rent a place, find a job when no one's hiring, and that didn't seem like a very good idea.
David, there is also the issue of businesses who support the hikers. Many of them were technically supposed to be closed.
For a through hiker out in the wilderness, small towns in Virginia, like Damascus, where there's a lot of businesses set up to accommodate them, to give them a hot shower, a bed to sleep in for a night, and meals and supplies, coming back into civilization, as so it were. Yes, the story quoted people saying they were there for these people, even if perhaps it didn't jive with the state rules at the time.
By all reports, foot traffic is still moving on the Appalachian Trail. David, our next story is also about trails and the things people should be allowed to ride on them.
This story is by Ralph Barrier Jr., a reporter with the Roanoke Times, and it's about technology and how it's changing bicycles. The technology exists to have battery-powered motors in them that can almost make some bikes be more like motor scooters. You can just kick on the throttle and go up to 20 miles per hour. Some of them go to 28 miles per hour.
David, the question is, at what point does this become dangerous for pedestrians and for slower bike riders? And there's a reason the question has suddenly become relevant.
There's a new state law going into effect July 1st that would allow pedal-assisted e-bikes or e-bikes with no pedal assist, with just a throttle. It allows them on trails, and the city's going to have to decide whether it wants to put any more restrictions on them. And nearby Montgomery County on the Huckleberry Trail, they've allowed e-bikes, but they set a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit for everyone. City Council is going to have to try to figure out how these new bikes fit into their vision of the public safe use of their greenway.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.